Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world. Today, we've got a topic that hits close to home for many of us. What to do with those well-intentioned but unwanted gifts. First and foremost, I want you to know that receiving an unwanted gift is perfectly normal. We've all been in situations where the gift we receive doesn't quite align with our tastes or needs. Often there is that feeling of guilt associated with receiving these gifts, which you don't like and will likely not use. All the love and kindness in giving the gift doesn't take away the burden that now rests on you and valuable real estate that is taking over in your home with these gifts. The important thing is how we handle it with grace, gratitude, and ultimately how we can prevent such situations from arising in the future. First, let's talk about what we're going to do. So let's first express gratitude. So when you receive an unwanted gift, the first step is to express your gratitude genuinely. Remember, someone took the time to select and give you a gift, and their intention was to make you happy. So offer your thanks with a warm smile and appreciation. Number two, keep it for now. Sometimes it's worth holding on to unwanted gifts for a while. Your tastes and needs can change over time. And what didn't resonate with you maybe last year might become valuable or cherished later. Designate a space to store these gifts so they don't clutter up your everyday space. However, if it is taking up valuable real estate in your home and there is not much likelihood of your taste changing in the next few years, let it go. Number three, let's talk about regifting. It's a delicate subject, but if you have an item in excellent condition that you know someone else would really appreciate, consider regifting it to them. Ensure you remove any personalized notes or tags that may indicate it was originally meant for you. And also make sure that the original gift giver never finds out you regifted it. And also that the recipient doesn't know that it's a regift as well. Regifting can be a thoughtful way to share the joy, and especially if it's for someone who will actually love it, appreciate it, and use it. So only give it to someone who will appreciate it much more than you would. Next, donate it. So another wonderful option is to donate unwanted gifts to charities, shelters, or organizations that can put them to good use. Your unwanted gift might bring happiness to someone less fortunate. It's a beautiful way to make a positive impact. I often advise clients to donate the unwanted gifts that they have received over the years and kept them with guilt. Giving it to someone who's less fortunate can help alleviate the guilt and also get the stuff away from your house. Next, sell or trade it. So if the gift has a significant value, you can explore online platforms like eBay, Craigslist, Luxury Closet to sell it. Alternatively, consider trading it for something you genuinely desire. Numerous online communities and apps facilitate item exchanges, which promote sustainability as well. Another option is to do a DIY upcycle. Get your creative juices flowing by transforming an unwanted gift into something new and useful. For instance, turn an old sweater into a cozy blanket or repurpose a decorative item into something that suits you better and suits your style. This is great for someone who is creative and finishes their projects. I am neither, so I tend to not use this option. Another thing to do is to exchange it. So some stores offer exchange policies without a receipt. If the gift giver was really lovely and included a gift receipt, you might be able to exchange the item for something you prefer. It's worth checking the store's policy to find out how they deal with returns and exchanges, and make sure you return it as soon as possible. Another option is to regift it forward. So consider organizing a regifting party with friends and family. Everyone brings their unwanted gifts and it creates fun, and it's a sustainable way to share the love and find a new home for these items. If the gift does hold sentimental value but doesn't quite fit your style, consider incorporating it into your home decor or life in a way that reminds you of the person who gave it to you. This way, you retain the sentimental connection while making it a part of your life. Now, let's also address the idea of preventing unwanted gifts in the future. While it may seem daunting, open and honest communication is key. Here's what you can do. First, communicate your preferences. If you find that you frequently receive gifts that don't align with your tastes, consider having a candid conversation with your loved ones. Let them know your preferences or suggest alternative gift ideas that resonate better with you. Remember, it's not about material possessions, but about the thoughtful gestures. Suggest experiences. So encourage the idea of giving experiences rather than physical gifts. Experiences like a spa day, cooking class, or concert tickets can create lasting memories and reduce the chances of receiving unwanted gifts. I have a close friend of mine, and we do go for spa days every month, nearly every month. And our presents are to each other a spa day. So we'll pay for each other's spa day when it's at their birthday instead of going halves. So it's known, this is what we're going to do, and we're not going to clutter each other's life with gifts that we won't want. We want to spend time together. We want to go on a spa day. So we'd rather do that. Another thing that I love doing is asking for vouchers. So since my 20s, so that's 20 years ago, I have asked friends and family members to give me gift vouchers from Selfridges. At that time, people thought I was crazy, but the rare times friends actually listened to me and gave me the vouchers, it would be the best present ever. I would be so happy. I could go to my favorite store and buy what I wanted. Since then, I have continued that tradition even whilst living in Dubai. And thankfully, because of this business, my friends and family now understand that I don't want the clutter. I just want vouchers, or I just want money. I can use that to go buy what I really, really want, which is usually a handbag. So if you're like that, like me as well, who wants to buy the stuff themselves, tell people to give you money or to give you vouchers. It's so much better. And if you specifically, if you ask for, say, vouchers from a specific store, then you get all these vouchers. You can, you know, collate them all together and buy what you actually want to buy. Another idea is to create a gift registry for special occasions like birthdays or weddings. You know, this way you can get your, you know, your loved ones and your friends to buy you what you actually want because it's on the gift registry. This is actually a really good idea as well for kids, because I know that a lot of you with kids get presents that you don't want your kids to play with, or you've already got it and it gets annoying and then you have to go return it. So if you have a gift registry, you can say specifically what you want to come into your house and make sure that it's actually purchased, so that you don't have to deal with unwanted gifts. Finally, say your professional organizer, i.e. me, has advised you that you can't have any more gifts cluttering your life. Tell people that I have told you, as your organizer, that all you want is money or vouchers, and that will help reduce the clutter. So in conclusion, handling unwanted gifts with grace and creativity can turn an awkward situation into an opportunity for a positive change. Remember that the intention behind the gift is what truly matters. And by communicating your preferences, you can ensure that future gift-giving experiences are both thoughtful and meaningful. That wraps up today's episode of the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast. I hope you found these tips on managing unwanted gifts insightful and helpful. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more organization and decluttering advice. Until next time, stay organized and stay happy. Bye.